It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior because I'm on the grill, B?
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club. The most exclusive club for men in the country, where every Saturday we're going to talk about taking an animal, throwing it on some scorching fire, and turning it into the most tantalizing, tasty morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman. But we don't drag our women into the caves by the hair. We're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure women into your cave and keep her hair looking good. We don't use clubs. We use Smith & Wesson, Bowtech, and Abu Garcia. When you want to find the center of the grilling universe, you look at a map of North America and just look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys. Peace, love, and barbecue.
Welcome to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network. We've beat the Mayans. We made it through that dead day, and here we are. We're back again celebrating the holidays. Merry Christmas to you all. It's going to be a great Grilling Guys Christmas. We've got a lot of things to be thankful for. We've got a lot of traditions that are happening, and we also get another year to get out in the backyard and fire up our grills. I'm Jop, and he's Bob. What's cooking, Bob?
Hey, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. And I'm not so sure that we did meet the Mayans. You know, I've noticed there's some people missing.
Is there?
And you and I are still here. That might not be good.
Oh, I think it's great, man. I think it's great. I'm happy to be here. This is a time of year where we sit back and we reflect a little bit on all the blessings that we've had throughout the year. 2012 has not been the easiest year, you know, on a lot of fronts. But
torture.
Right. But it's good to be behind us. And 2013 is not going to be an unlucky year. It's going to be a fabulous year. And we'll be talking about that on our New Year's Eve show coming up. But right now it's Christmas. And many of you have a lot of Christmas traditions and a lot of different things that happen in your household around your family, whether you're traveling, whether you're staying at home, you're going to people's houses or they're coming to yours. And that's what we're going to talk about today is some of the traditions that are just cool in our world and hopefully they are in yours.
That's right. And I think, you know, what comes to mind for me is the childhood memories. As a dad or a mom, you really got to try and bring yourself back to when you were a kid. What was it about Christmas that really touched you, that really brought you to a place that's magical? And it's really easy to forget. When you're an adult, what do you get caught up in? Oh, I got shopping. I got all these parties. I've got to get the house ready. I got to get the tree, lights up, all this stuff. And you tend to get a little bit, I do anyway, a little bit too caught up with all the work involved. And it's easy to forget the fun stuff. And, you know, you should just try and think about what it was when you were a kid that was so magical.
And it wasn't always the presents. It was rarely the presents, I would submit. It's getting the family together. It's the special dish that you only got around Christmas time that just makes your mouth water to think about it.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that I go back to quite quickly.
But when you're little, it's the presents.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you weren't excited about the presents when you were younger?
Oh, I was very excited about them, but that isn't what I remember. Because you got them, and you played with them. You either wore them out, broke them, or you got tired of them, and they went away. And I can't tell you what I got when I was 12 or when I was 14. Those things, and I'm sure I got some really cool stuff.
It's because you were spoiled.
Right, yeah, well, maybe. But at the end of the day, it's thinking back, and when the whole family's sitting around a table and yucking it up, and it's that one time a year where you make sure that you connect with all of the people that are around your Christmas table. Those are the memories that really make it special for me. And as we do this every year, I try to emulate that and replicate it if we can, because I'm a little older, but there's some younger ones that are coming through, and maybe we can make a memory for them that they'll remember.
As is with the voice that you just heard, which is Brian Fongers, our the wizard on the board here producing us. And we also have, as a call screener today, Todd Drenth.
That's right.
And we're going to be taking calls in the second hour. But for the first hour, we've got a full lineup. I think one of the things that I always go back to is when I was really little, I'd love to wake up Christmas morning. I mean, we didn't have a rule in our house as to what time you had to get up. Now, my wife's a little cagier. She's a night owl, and she likes sleeping in, so she's a little bit of a Christmas Nazi, and now I'm in trouble. But, you know, you couldn't get up before 7. I get up at 6 anyway. It's just right. Not a big deal. But you get the video camera out the night before. You have it all set up so you can watch your kids open up the presents. I have reams and reams of film and now digital of every moment of the gift mayhem. But I think back when I was a little kid. Now, my brother Gary, who fortunately is probably not listening so I can rat him out, he used to, like, sneak in and find the gifts, so he always knew what he was getting.
Poke his finger through the paper to look.
And, yeah. I don't think they were even wrapped. You know, they were stashed. But I just remember waking up very early and going downstairs, and I think, you know, most of the time he'd wake me up or I'd wake him up, and then we'd run down together. And, you know, just going under the tree, and you had your own names, of course, on your gifts, and you're tearing up everything just trying to find your presents. And I remember one year in particular, we did that. And, of course, as soon as you open up all your presents, all we really had on the tree was candy canes and tinsel and, of course, the ornaments. And so the candy cane was the real prize because you got to have a candy cane for breakfast. And I remember one year waking up at, like, 10 o'clock because you get up at 5 or 6 or whatever, you trash the living room, and you open up everything, and you eat a candy cane, and you're so tired, you, like, lay down, you go back to bed for a while. And I remember waking up one year with a candy cane in my mouth, and my mouth with the drool and the candy cane stuck to the pillow. So I'm, like, tearing the skin off my face trying to get out of bed. But then the best part was I went back down to the tree, and of course, the other kids, the older kids were up, and I found that there was one more gift, and it was a Timex watch. It was my first watch.
Really?
That was sweet.
Yeah, you must have lost that, because a lot of times when I come over to the place to get you, you're 15, 20 minutes late. It happened again this morning. I ran late, sent him a note, and when I get there, I'm, like, sitting in the driveway, the truck's idling. I'm like, wow, I wonder if he's ever coming out, wonder if something happened.
Well, that's because I get your text, and you always text me saying you're going to be late, so I just go back to work.
Yeah, okay. but it is the Christmas season, and it's just fun to
time to burn each other.
Relate back
Merry
on
Christmas,
those stories.
Choppy.
And yeah, there it is. We're making memories right now, Bob. We're making memories of that. But, you know, coming up in the next segment, we're going to talk a little bit about the holiday parties that you maybe have already been to and the ones that you haven't that are coming up, and what's going to be served on those tables. Because it to me, one of the best traditions is the food that is served year after year after year. I'm hosting my family party tomorrow. I got 22 people in my home. Really looking forward to it. I mean, it's a big day of cooking for me today, but tomorrow it's just fun to watch everybody enjoy it. And there's a few things that they ask for every year when we host this, and we're going to break some of those down. They're my traditions, but I know you've got them too. And some of them are really easy, quick little appetizers that we can throw together. And you might be able to start a new one, too, because I've got some things my family likes, and I think yours would as well.
That's right. I got a little Christmas tip for you.
What's that?
If you haven't bought your wife's gifts or your girlfriend's gifts or both of them, you know, if you need to know her size, when you go into these stores, you got to know her size. So sneak into the closet. It's not like you don't anyway.
Yep.
Don't try them on, though. Just look at the tab.
Yep. Mix your pork and beef. Stick with us. We're going to teach you how.
Of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I buy.
The Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.